I think it should be a click for and.
Such a big response, yeah.
But I think maybe that should be.
Yeah, it's hard to know what that is. That's, this is a bit of HTML goo. I think
yeah.
there should be a break for and. And I don't know what to do with the HTML goo.
NBA,
but
this
is
lambda.
Yeah. And this isn't a separate thing, so I would agree that you
yes,
underline
of
the.
Course, of course it is.
You
yeah.
underline the goo in each
goo
case,
case,
but not the and.
Yeah.
Right?
Do you reckon it stands for lambda?
Yeah.
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 Okay.
Yeah. High excitation emission loads. I think high excitation should be able, because it's just saying, it's talking about the species that the emission load's coming from.
Yes. Okay. Alright, you don't get that.
I mean, I've been nebulosity.
ESO, I love an instrument. ESO isn't an instrument.
Okay.
You're right. We agreed to keep Hubble?
Mm, no. Yes, to keep Hubble. For this, that
yeah,
should
that
be
should be a source
as well.
Type. Yeah.
It's
yeah,
the,
do you
it's
think
the
that's
name.
Part of the name? Yeah.
Yes,
I don't know.
Yeah,
I have
I
no
think
way
it
of
was,
knowing. Yeah.
Yeah, I think it is all.
Absorption line systems
one
shouldn't
name.
Be there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absorption line systems. And again.
Yeah. Right.
Needs, I'm talking about column densities, which is a derived property.
Yeah,
yes.
This is species lines again, aren't they?
Yeah,
not
that's fine.
Individual lines.
And Lyman alpha cloud shouldn't be in there either.
Nope.
No, for some reason I think you've just died.
I win.
You're right there.
I forgot to keep track of the overall score, like who we
yeah, yeah, yeah. Is there a prize at the end? Bottle of champagne.
I'd labelled that wrong.
Okay.
And you again.
That's a special feature. Okay.
It is, but is emission line AGN a separate class from AGN? I don't think it is. I think AGN.
Emission line AGN.
You wouldn't.
You can get AGN without emission lines.
But I don't think you particularly class them as a separate source. A separate source class.
I think in
maybe
Phil's paper he does, doesn't he? The paper I pointed you to a few weeks ago or last week?
Mm. I didn't
know what he meant, but yes, I've seen people talk about them as separate classes, but I don't really know what that means.
And I guess there is a difference between an AGM with emission lines and one without, especially if it's X-ray detected.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm happy with that,
mm-hmm.
as long as that's read as well,
yeah.
which it is. Oh, stars. I think you're right again there.
Okay. Yeah.
G-dwarfs
are things, aren't they?
Presumably.
That's
all right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is.
Well, there's one of them out over here, I think. It's our son. It's a G-dwarf.
There you go.
I saw it yesterday.
Right.
Yeah.
Absorption
Lime, Lime and Alpha Forest.
Good
Lime
to see Lime and Alpha Forest
systems.
Systems again, so you're right there.
Yeah, okay.
Well, then maybe they shouldn't be any. Yeah, I think I should just took it.
Yeah.
Radio
Lab Quasar again. Emission model is definitely not. Why associate?
Now, we had a debate about this before. And I can't remember why I decided to mark associated. what
yeah.
does it mean?
It means it's associated with some physical thing, but it doesn't have anything to do with the spectral features, I don't think. Does it?
What is associated with absorption? Doesn't say
it's
associated
with absorption.
Well,
it's a process, though, isn't it? Isn't it a process?
I don't know. I've got no idea what it means.
I'm happy to say M2 whatnot absorption is a spectral feature.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But associated means it's associated to
yeah.
some physical thing.
Yeah.
So
right, okay,
so
that
means
that.
Right.
Unassociated.
Yeah. Those are
mechanisms,
so they don't count. I just missed it. That's it.
And we should have put emission line features, shouldn't we?
Hmm? Yeah, we should do.
But we're not supposed to mark things we've done differently. So.
Yeah, we did that the same. But it's different from what we've been doing.
We just talked about
well, I think
underlining features.
You can actually mark it if it isn't altering what's in the manual. Oh, it's only altering
yeah.
earlier rules.
Yeah, and it's not in the manual.
Right.
It doesn't say in the manual about features or not, but we when we saw ones previously, we marked features.
Yeah,
yeah.
Then do, I think.
Extend.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the only problem. It's then if we've both been not marking it,
yeah.
there might be other instances in the text where it's not marked.
Yeah. But, well, within the sentence that you're sort of currently looking at, feel free to correct it that way that you like. It's not only about resolution, but stuff like coming up with a corrected version.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
You've seen the other one, the quasar, right? Yeah.
Yes.
Right.
And this is exactly the same as last one. Systems.
Yep.
IN galaxies.
Is it kind of a regular galaxy?
Yeah.
Okay.
What are you doing there, sorry?
Hubble Deep Field is being marked. And
yeah.
absorption
isn't
should be marked.
Yeah. Yeah. Fine.
I don't think Able cluster is different from cluster. An Able cluster is just.
Yeah, that's actually marked explicitly in here not to have Able clusters.
Yeah. Right.
So, yeah.
Soft access.
That definitely gets to go in. That's not a component.
No,
I
agree.
We keep coming to blows
yes,
over soft access.
You're right, because that's extended emission and Compton emission.
Okay.
I think you're right in both of them.
Yeah. Okay.
X-ray BL lax and radio BL lax, I think, are because BL within should be marked.
Yeah, I agree. So that's fine.
No.
CO luminosity.
I think that's just a species again.
Yeah, that's fine.
I can agree with taking that out. It's a region.
The so called.
It shouldn't be highlighted, you're right.
Yeah, I don't think it should be.
Because
sure. Because it's
if
a
we
region.
Talk about the borderline
yeah.
region, we're not supposed to highlight it.
Yeah.
It's the same, it's just it's not me.
Yeah, it's badly
yeah.
written.
Infrared galaxies. We said not to mark things based solely on. So it's just defined only by wavelength, so we can't include infrared galaxies.
Yeah, just galaxies.
Stars count?
Yes, they do, surely. Oh, yes, assuming you're talking about star-based galaxies rather than star-based within a galaxy. But they are
yes.
the star-based
yes.
galaxies.
Yeah.
Galaxies. Continue or continue on flux? It's another one of those that doesn't really
matter.
I'd say continuum flux, but obviously.
Let's put flux in. In most of these cases, we've put flux in.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Missing this feature. Borderline.
No, I'm happy to take that out.
I was going to say, put it in.
Oh.
The lack of borderline polarization. Borderline polarization.
Is that a spectral feature? I think you'd want the whole thing to some extent. You can't get just from
light to it.
But you can if you've got a spectralist that they otherwise like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I think I would actually leave it with only on those broad line in it. I mean, I think that's what you have been doing earlier on.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah?
Yep.
Okay.
I don't know what was marked here.
Have you got the bottom of this page?
No.
No, we're missing weak line. I don't. So they're saying weak line radio galaxies are a separate class of radio galaxies.
No. I said that weak line was, because it's a modifier, should be included, which I think it should. Even though weak line radio galaxies are. This should be underlined, this should be green.
Okay,
or
actually,
sorry, I think this cut up page continues in the next.
Oh, right, okay.
Sorry.
Are we the same on the bottom?
Yeah,
right.
Characterized
right.
but unusually.
Okay, so the question is.
Oh.
No, is it?
Oh, no, it's different.
Yeah, no, you've got line.
Difference only weak
oh,
line.
Oh, line, that's fine.
Isn't it?
Line comes out, and should come out as well.
And should come out.
Oh, yeah.
So
there's a line
right.
there as well.
But I think
different.
Weak line should be in.
And an and.
Okay.
Well.
In the same way that if you had board line, it would be in
yeah,
there.
That's okay.
Right.
Galactic black hole candidates.
I just made that up. And gave it an acronym.
Yeah.
HC.
Yeah.
That's not a source.
Yeah.
No,
that's not a source.
Yeah,
right again.
Oh no,
it's
right again.
Right.
Yeah.
Line emitting gas I don't like.
Yeah.
Infrared galaxies we can't have. It's okay.
Making emission feature. Which we're including now.
That's okay. Depth, line, and output of trust the same. Right, yeah. Emission feature.
Mm-hmm. Star forming galaxies.
Can't be in.
No, we can't. Star forming galaxies should be in.
Yes.
That's what you did earlier, anyway.
Yes.
Yeah.
That should be in.
Protogalactic clump.
No, it
is
not
a source type.
Not really
thinking.
It's a lump. Something. Emission feature again.
Yeah.
Absorption. That should be because it's not an absorber, it's an absorption.
No, but it says it covers something differently, small angular size, it's a physical thing.
Yeah, it's a process. Yeah.
Okay. Features.
Yeah.
Feature again.
It's feature. Yeah.
Okay. Is a feature a spectral feature?
No.
Don't climb out of this again.
Yeah, you don't get that.
Those are the regions, globs.
Yeah.
Nebula.
And the rest is the same.
Yeah.
No, and then she's vegan.
Yeah.
That's really the LX.
Okay. Intermediate types? No,
we put in type 1.8 and type 1.9.
Did we in the end?
Yeah.
Yes. Right. You can get it then.
That doesn't go in.
It's
like
we don't like systems.
And you don't like that one. And we don't like that one.
Yeah, that's okay.
Well, hang on then. Wasn't there one just a minute ago in which we had a line?
Yes, we are taking out line on its own.
Great.
So we have, yes.
But you just.
Every time.
Keeping lines there.
Yes.
So.
Pick.
What line?
In general, every time there's been a line. Has there been a line? Okay, it's
line
width. But it's still. Whereas that's lines. Have we had any just where it says
line
ratios?
We've been taking out line as a. Word that relates to other words.
Adjective.
My head is going.
Yes.
Yeah. But
right.
Lines are still
okay.
Lines.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's
okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Right. I agree that that can go out because that's a fitting thing.
Not the whole thing.
Absorption features in the UV spectra.
Oh, in the UV. I don't think spectra should be there. But if it's a wavelength for a wave band, we're putting it in.
Okay. It's likely one spectrum in the UV, which you can see absorption features in.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
I'm right. And here, I think I'm right again.
Line centre you can point to. Not like line width, but you can point to line centre.
Mm.
In fact, the whole thing should be like that, I think.
Line centre.
You can point to the line wings.
You'd say line wings. All right, you get it. Eclipsing. I don't know. Yeah, you're right there.
You like starburst.
Oh, starburst active. Starburst like activity. That's everything. That's a class. It's a action.
Yeah, but then the ATN like activity.
Yeah.
An ATN is a class.
A starburst is
a class.
A starburst is a type of galaxy, but it's also something that can happen within a galaxy.
As
an
ATN.
But an ATN is an object. A starburst, you can't say.
But we're counting starbursts. As starburst galaxies.
We're counting starburst if it means galaxy. If this means starburst galaxy-like activity, that's.
No, but a starburst galaxy is only a galaxy which has a starburst in it. Like an AG. An active galaxy is just a galaxy with an AGN in it.
But starburst refers to.
Well, from the linguistic side, if you mark starburst before, and if you feel that starbursts are like objects, then I think it should stay in this case, even though it's modified by activity or it's modifying activity.
Okay, let's keep it.
I think they're the same.
Like
they either have to both stay or both go, and
yeah.
I think they should stay.
Yeah, I think it was maybe if it was star forming. I get to be
yeah.
Different, but yeah.
Star formation we weren't putting in.
Yes, that's right. But starburst.
Okay, we've just got this split up. I think it should be.
H.
Your light is 2.
It's a wavelength region.
It's a wavelength region.
But it's same between that line and that
line. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm right here. That's
you
part
are,
of
yes.
Line.
That's all right.
Line
of issues.
Okay. Infrared galaxies. This time
but
you
galaxies are. Should be in.
But galaxies should be in.
Ooh. So you do like that.
Right.
Hold on.
Oh,
no, the other same. Sorry. Absorption line systems.
Hubble.
And Hubble. And galaxy.
Yeah. Oh,
galaxy
in the galaxy distribution.
Still the distribution of galaxies.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Ionization lines.
Yeah, we did it before. Yeah, that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. We weren't doing special shapes, were we?
Yes, don't include cuts.
Yeah, that counts.
Low ionization. Well, weak O3 should be in.
Mm-hmm.
And low ionization.
Well,
they're low bowels, aren't they?
Are they?
Low bowels is a separate class of source.
Okay.
Yeah, that's true. That counts.
I don't know if high bowels are, but low bowels are.
They are.
Okay.
It's a big joke.
Oh, right.
High bowels. Next.
I shouldn't. You made that.
Yeah,
emission line candidates.
That means objects that are identified
yes,
and maybe at a particular redshift based on. Yeah.
Doesn't count. Continuum, I think, should be in. Well, they're talking about continuum must be continuum flux. It should be in.
Well, you haven't been earlier, have you?
But we had.
I don't remember about luminosities. We've been putting in continuum flux.
Have you? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we were doing broadband detections. We were doing, Nice teeth. Mine too.
Now, what were we doing if radio lag quasar should be in, Z equals 2 shouldn't.
And what
the
were we
rule
doing?
Was to leave it in, was it?
I don't know, because you wasn't in language speak. Now, each conduct is a separate entity. That's different.
Yeah, that's for things marked with and.
Mark subsections of entities. No, that's different. It doesn't really say.
Yeah, it doesn't say.
So we need a rule for that.
Is that goo again, or is it really z equals 2?
Z equals 2 is, means at a certain distance.
Mm-hmm.
So that shouldn't be in, but radio log quasars is a thing.
Oh, right.
So it's whether to include the z equals 2 in the.
Mm-hmm. If it was radio log quasar, then you would mark it as one thing.
Yeah.
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 I think it makes sense to mark the whole thing then as one.
No,
I don't know what you.
Okay. That's whatever's easiest for you. no.
Yes, take it out.
Haunt, isn't it? Spectral
yeah.
Components.
No.
X-ray bindings.
Mm-hmm.
How does it feel again?
Mm-hmm.
Emitting line objects.
No,
we
can't
should
have that.
Be either of them.
Yeah.
Radio quasar should be
a source type. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now you've done one and not the other. And you're right, because one's line formation and one's line profile.
Yeah.
IGM I've done again.
Right.
That's easy.
Yeah.
components.
Yeah.
We
can get rid of that, can't we?
Yeah, I think so.
Mm-hmm. But we want a line still.
The galaxy,
galaxy
or
galaxy?
The galaxy.
Given that it is the galaxy. It should be the galaxy.
It should be the galaxy.
And so proper. Whatever the word is.
HPC complexes. I don't know what HPC stands for, but since they're complexes, we can cross them.
Do you know what HPC stands for?
Does
no, to lie in the direction of high velocity clouds.
High
yeah,
velocity
that's what you have
in there. Yeah, that's right.
Yes, but it's the ICN.
Mm-hmm.
Scuba.
That's an instrument.
Sometimes, anyway, when it works.
So right there.
Should
be this, and it probably is.
No, but no, you're right, and this should be red as well. It should all be.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
Now the energy are different. Let me start that.
I don't think that matters very much.
Just keep HB2, I think, given that we're not putting line width itself.
Okay.
Even line width is not line width. You can have flux. Nope, not that line, but we want enhanced.
Do we?
Why?
We wanted, unless it's relative, we wanted modifiers of spectral lines, e.g. weak board lines.
But enhanced relative to what?
Weak relative to what, though? It's all relative, but it's still a modifier of that line.
Okay.
Sorry, the AGN, I think that should be one entity, right? The wasn't it that according to the Acumen rule, the first thing?
Yes, that's right.
Mark the whole string as one entity, Acumen.
No,
but
only when it's embedded.
Yeah.
Oh, but the second one. Or it's included beside.
Yeah.
Mark it all as one entity.
Yeah, that's
right. I don't think I was doing that.
Yes, I don't know how many times I've missed that, do you know?
Yeah, so.
Weak emission. I think it should be in there.
Yeah, okay.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Including emission.
Are you?
Yeah, extended emission. There's extended. We've not been including extended emission.
No, that's true. So we shouldn't have that on either of us.
No.
Yeah. But then we
no,
think emission levels is just a way of
yeah.
saying, yeah,
no.
I agree.
No, nothing at all.
Starburst contribution.
That's not a separate.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Red contribution should be in.
Okay.
Forward line emission, rest frame UV should all be one.
Yeah, that should be out.
Yeah. Oh, no, it shouldn't.
We weren't doing components.
No.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is a radiative transfer thing. So they don't mean. They mean photons in the lines escape. Not that. That's not something you can point to. I don't think that counts.
Yes, that's true. Associated again, which means continuum source shouldn't be in.
Mm-hmm.
association.
CTA.
That should be. Oh wait, is that? Does it?
Stand
that's
for
an observatory, isn't it?
Yeah.
The CT is the CTIO 4 meter. The name of that telescope.
Don't know.
Yeah.
And the AAT is an observatory as well, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yes, but it's also a telescope, and I think if there's no other way of describing it, a telescope. The CTIO 4 meter telescope is must be what it's called, otherwise they call it a name.
It's the Blanco, actually, usually. But anyway. I don't mind.
If we're
including observatory if it refers, if it's part of the proper name of the instrument.
Yeah,
but then we have
I
to include 4
then.
Meter as well.
Yeah.
Yes.
So.
Up the telescope? No, just 4 meter.
Yeah.
I agree. Oh, no, it should. Iron and absorption. Is it contamination from blended iron and absorption lines? No, it's not.
What is that comma doing then?
Yeah, no.
It's
oh,
no,
I see,
it's
I see.
Yeah.
If the comma wasn't there, it would be in.
Accounting for galactic reddening contamination from blended iron. What they mean is blended
iron
lines.
Lines.
Yeah. So they do mean iron lines.
Yes,
yeah.
It should be in.
And we're keeping lining strength.
Yeah.
Continuum flux,
so
we should have
yeah,
all
we're
in.
Doing that. Yeah.
No.
No.
Hundreds of those. This is quick.
Dark prime and alpha QSO.
I don't think that's a separate class of quasar. I don't know what that quasar is.
I don't know what that means either.
I
one damp prime and alpha QSO is. It's not a source type. That's definitely true.
No.
Yeah. No source type. That's okay. DAWDs.
What's D?
White dwarf?
There's WDs. 25 of DA type and 6
yeah,
of DD type.
Yeah, it has hydrogen or helium in the atmosphere.
Okay, so it is a different class.
Yeah.
Not yet.
Yes, you're fine
with
that.
Put multiple in there. We're not supposed to do components.
No, that's
right. So neither of them.
Okay.
That all goes.
Or, yes.
Yeah.
No absorption. That should be highlighted. Oh, sorry.
Yeah. Low luminosity QSOs. No. People talk about them a lot, but.
Yeah, I
well, we're
I
doing ultra luminous galaxies.
Yeah.
So we should do.
I guess you should keep it then.
Yeah.
Mm.
People
only
discuss them as
physically distinct.
They are as much as ultra-luminous galaxies,
yeah.
Okay. No absorption lines.
Yeah,
should be
yeah.
On the same here.
Good.
I didn't try not to do associated tokens.
Regions. I shouldn't have done that.
Yes, you shouldn't.
Oh, A and B.
And we. Oh gosh, what are we going to do about A?
No, that's the conjunct rule. I'm right here, I think.
Yes, you are
yeah.
Right, yeah. Strong, soft X ray flux. Yeah, you can put it
okay.
And that's associated absorption lines.
Oh, right. In the AAL
it's
outflow.
A region,
it's a,
it?
Yeah, that doesn't count.
And absorption of small clouds.
That doesn't count.
Now this is the conjunct rule again.
I didn't.
Blue wings of this and
here.
This and this.
Yeah.
And this is one double line. And
yes.
This. And presumably that's. Red there.
Yeah, I don't know what The
I think
sleeves.
If the line's too long, you've
highlighted
it.
Oh, I
highlighted
all as one. Right.
And I've highlighted it separate, it should be separate.
Okay.
What's this end thing? Because that is not marked in the.
I think if the line's too long, it's only putting the bottom line, because Olivia would have marked from blue all the way to the end as one long line.
No, sorry, I mean the
the
most
of
the end as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it probably wasn't, just hasn't printed it, because Olivia wouldn't have started marking at 1402 on the two lines above. Yeah, but I think it's just missing out the printing if the line goes over the end.
Oh, I see.
If you look
so
at
your
the
end
look at what
starts.
Olivia's done.
Yeah, yeah, I see.
Yeah.
Olivia wouldn't have just highlighted that line.
Right.
She would have highlighted the whole thing.
Yeah.
So end probably.
So you're mostly setting for the solution where you mark all contacts
yes.
individually.
Yes, and it just hasn't printed that.
Yeah.
But it is marked, I think.
Right.
Production components don't count.
Mm-hmm.
Continuum source, does that count? Shouldn't be. Shouldn't be. Mm. I suppose that's right.
But it's is that also the name of the source?
Probably. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it should be this one plus the pink.
Yeah.
Line
broadness.
I think that should be it.
That's a way of saying line width, though, and we don't mark line
That's
width.
True. Well, okay, yeah. So you're kidding me. Rich
iron
spectrum. You're probably right. To the feature of the spectrum. Does that make it a spectrum feature?
Something that you can point to, right? Or
yeah.
Well, kind of. It's like if you had a spectrum, you have all the lines of lots of different elements,
mm-hmm.
and you have to work out all the ones which are iron lines. Then
mm-hmm.
after that, you look and say, has a lot of iron in it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a picture of the whole spectrum,
yeah.
You can't see
yeah.
it.
That's
a rich iron spectrum.
That's right.
It is a rich iron spectrum.
Yeah,
so in that sense, it's like a derived property.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
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 I think so.
Oh.
Yes, it's not a spectral feature, it's a picture
mm-hmm.
of the spectrum.
Mm-hmm.
That's not
too different.
Shouldn't go in.
Mm.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, gonna make it to our second cookie break.
Giant elliptical or square ellipticals.
You don't mind.
I think
are giant elliptical separate things? I don't know.
Yeah, I
they
so.
Are separate, but are they a separate class? I think they probably are in the ether
okay.
beta.
Yeah.
Line emitting gas, I'll get in.
Ionized emission.
If you're doing emission from high.
Yes,
yeah, so
not ionized in that.
Yeah, really?
Well,
you can point to ionized emission rather than.
She was allowed emission from high excitation whatnot. And that's exactly
emission
the same.
Emission from high excitation lines.
Yeah, that's exactly
yeah.
the same as.
It's pointing them and saying that there's a high excitation emission and there's not high excitation.
Okay,
yeah.
If you both think so. Yeah.
Well, I'm not certain if high excitation should go in, but if high excitation should go in, I think ionized means the same thing, isn't it?
Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Line ratio.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. Oh,
you've got X-ray source
R117. Now our line secret one should all be one, with the red inside it.
Mm-hmm. No, that's this is
yeah.
describing the band you do the observations in.
It's describing the line you're looking for.
Yeah.
Yeah, that counts?
I think so.
Well, you printed it before when you said this has been detected.
Right,
yeah.
Okay.
from, I think should be.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Yeah. Ooh, that shouldn't be there, should they? No.
Ten primordials, it's not systems, yeah.
Oh, okay, okay, okay.
Well, hang on though, but is it just this quite a mechanism there? It isn't a special feature, such as
No, I think it's a special feature. You can point to the damp time and alpha absorption in the same way you can point to HB to emission, although HB to emission is a process.
I think this is what we agreed to cross out before, isn't it?
No. Damp time and alpha absorption systems we crossed out.
Mm-hmm.
We also crossed out.
I think it's a process.
I think it's a process too. I think, especially when they're saying we're choosing low redshift absorption. That's not
what
really
you
something
you
can point to.
You can point to low redshift damp time and alpha absorption because you're shifted in the spectrum there.
Not too fast, I don't think.
Would it be if it was HB to absorption? And you just took out the low redshift. Quasars with HB to absorption you'd put in.
Not sure.
Because it's a spectral feature. I think damp time and alpha absorption.
It's whether it's a process or a feature. But
I
can't remember what we've done before.
Because we've... Every feature is produced
well,
by
a
process.
Well, if it was absorption in damp lamina alpha clouds, you'd not mark absorption.
Yes, it depends whether it means with low redshift damp lamina alpha cloud absorption. If it was damp lamina alpha absorbers, that would be different. But I think absorption...
I do think it's a process, I think.
It's a process, but it also produces a spectral feature. Where you can say there's the damp lamina alpha absorption. There's
yeah,
the
well that's true.
In the same
that's
way
true.
That
mm-hmm.
said it, yeah, HB to emission is a process.
Yeah.
Well we've both marked it, so that's
yeah, I think
yeah,
that should
okay.
be in there.
Micro
quasars. They're dubbed micro quasars.
Yeah. That means it's newfangled.
Is it gonna be a decent source type? In the future. I haven't heard it referred to since, but
yeah.
But just talk about the microquasar.
Yeah, but they've made up that word.
Yeah, I think you're right, they have made. On the other hand, if we're having hyperluminous galaxies where, you know, they've just got ultraluminous and ooh, even more hyperluminous.
Yeah.
Well someone must have made that up for the first time.
But do they what defines a microquasar?
Seeing as the hyperluminous galaxy being very, very extreme.
But
I guess keep it, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I reckon a dwarf amorphous nuclei star.
I've made that one up, so I've never
done
that one before.
Yeah, there's not been more than one study of dwarf amorphous nuclear starburst galaxies. So that. Do we say we take that out?
Yeah, okay. But what about the acronym? Because that's
yeah, that's got it.
That should
that's
be
that's okay.
Yeah. Well, what starburst nuclei. You're right. Oh. The object.
Oh.
If it was starburst galaxies, it would be in there. Starburst nuclei refers to a region within
yeah,
an object which would not
right.
be observed separately.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
So what happened also, you found that dwarf amorphous blah blah galaxies, that's not a proper name, but you still include the acronym, or?
Because the acronym has starburst in it, galaxies in it, and the S, and
oh,
if the
okay.
acronym includes it.
Oh right, okay.
That has to be in there.
Mm-hmm.
Continuum of flux, you can have. UV and optical emission line. Ratios.
Yeah.
But
I think all that goes then, doesn't it?
Yeah.
We wouldn't have line ratios.
No.
So yeah.
UV and optical optical emission should be in there though. No, it shouldn't.
No,
yeah.
Really
no, it modifies ratios.
Yeah.
Oh gosh. No emission. Okay, so I've highlighted this in red and then the whole thing in green. Because type 2
right.
Galaxies in one.
Yeah, so that's fine.
Right. As long as this is
plus red.
TV gamma ray emission.
We weren't doing broadband detection.
No.
Right.
Using the Whipple F.
That's definitely an instrument
it
name.
Is, yes. Very stupid. Business.
Right, you're right there.
FBS objects shouldn't be in there.
What does that mean?
I don't know, but it's got objects.
Yeah, you're right.
And the MAMA scanning machine is
it's
an instrument.
Instrument.
It's not
right.
A telescope, but it's an instrument.
Okay. We can have that. Right. The other one we stopped after 4 meter.
Oh yes, it
should
be
there as well.
No emission lines from higher
yeah.
Line.
We did it this way before.
Yeah. Absorption features. Weak continuum.
Yeah,
which
you're
separate.
Right.
Continuum radiation.
No.
Neither.
Neither.
Mm-hmm.
Narrowline region emission.
Yep.
Ooh.
Nothing
measures out.
Another line region. Yeah.
Yeah, we don't.
Narrow line emission should be in.
Yeah. Yeah, white dwarfs is a source type.
Espino Bar is a source type.
Yeah, you're right.
Stupid that maybe any of his. Oh, the Keck Observatory. Yes, we did decide Keck.
Keck is
going.
Yeah. We didn't allow iron spectrum, so we shouldn't allow H or helium 2 spectrum either.
Yeah, that's right.
At all. And we shouldn't allow emission.
Yeah. He's so electronic. Ooh. Yeah.
Radio quasars?
Radio quasars,
yeah.
Right.
Oh, no, radio loud and radio quieter.
But radio quasars means radio loud quasars.
It does. Yeah.
UV excess is all right, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
That's a feature. We weren't doing flat spectrum quasars, were we? No. Were we?
I think they're a separate class. Yes, we're not putting them in spectral, but I think
right.
We are putting them in. Because it's so broadband, but yes, they are separate.
Right. You're right there. Line strengths.
No,
means equivalent width, yeah. I did miss group.
Telescope, right?
Yeah.
That's it.
Hey!
Hey, wow.
Excellent.
It's under a proper name, but it's got a capital T.
Yeah.
Well, that's very good.
Hey!
Well done.
Under 2 hours.
Excellent.
Amazing.
Once we've got them identified, a lot of them were
yeah.
The same problem.
Yeah.
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 Most of them in here. And what's the point? Can I get to it without.
Do we need to remain wired up? Or are we done?
I think that's it, isn't it? I think so, yeah. We're done.
Excellent.
Right. Well, great. Well, thank you very much.
Sure.
okay, I've got Melissa now, down here.
You can just go, I'll put it next to there so people know what it is. This looks excellent. That was very straightforward. Yeah, not so bad. A lot of agreements.
Mm.
Are we all going to sleep soon?
I'm not going to my other office and nest.
Well, I was going to say we'll take a taxi, but it's just me. Maybe I'll wait for a bus or something.
Can you just
I
hold that
circle.
Yeah.